everyone to Mommy Center.
Hey everyone, welcome
back. Hello, hello, hello.
To another episode of the Mommy Center.
Hello.
We've been noticing that you guys have been tuning in to listen to us, and we are very happy.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, thank you. I think at some point we were at number two.
Number two?
Wow.
I don't know which one.
Thank you so much.
It's been a while.
If you guys don't know, Sabrina from Random Relatable is our producer, and she's all the way every week editing our voice.
Shout out. Mana aku punya favorite sound?
Ya Allah. Auzubillahi minasyaitonir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma barik lana.
Give them the ayat kursi, bro.
Kursi dan meja.
No. We got to cut that out.
Okay. So what's today's topic, Faris?
Faris.
Okay, sorry guys, but today the topic is a bit dark and a bit more heavy for you guys.
Okay, if the one knows, right, that one actually is a song from TikTok.
It's the Weeknd, bro.
Oh, it's the Weeknd.
It's part of Bergman's sex playlist.
Are we gonna include this every time?
It's public, right? It's public, right? The playlist.
Yeah, but it's public.
Shout out to Bergman's playlist.
Shout out to people who curate their playlists based on how they would perform in bed.
Hey, so let's get back to topic. What is today's topic?
Mine
about?
Is backyardigans, bro.
Cara macam lagu dia?
Into the thick of it.
Kejap. Wait, pause. What is our topic today?
Why is it thick? So our topic today is a bit more heavy, on the heavy side. The topic today is one of your biggest regrets. What's one of your biggest regrets in your life? There are plenty of regrets, and a lot of them are lessons. But I'm sure if you could go back in time, you would redo at least one of them.
Correct.
And we're going to be discussing one of the biggest regrets in your life. Whoa. Starting from the three of us first, then we move to the Community Center.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of answer. Banyak answer.
Syak, apa kau punya tu?
Kejap lah. Jangan throw the ball at me.
No, but actually, right, I'm surprised people like overly honest with us on this.
It's not really anonymous on our side.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I know these people. And they are telling me deep shit, man.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for trusting us, by the way.
Thanks for trusting us and allowing yourselves to.
Keep the safe space, thank you for making
it. No, we are not, bro. We freaking make fun of every one of them. But we make fun. If you trust our sense of humor, and we won't go overboard.
We will cut it off normally.
Zaki, can you
go? My fingers you get.
Yes.
Okay. We go around the three of us first, then we move to the Community Center.
Okay, go. Okay.
My biggest regret is not learning something when I was younger. Like for example,
apa sah? You express, bro. What do you mean?
Driving license.
Betul.
Then I see now Faris can't drive. For Shark, he got a wife that drives.
Oh yes, a passenger princess.
The benefit of driving is a lot.
Especially if you grab like hari-hari $50. Oh, Shark, sakit.
And the dates, right?
Oh, the dates.
Having
a
car while dating.
I mean,
so
you don't have to have a car. Your new license double A. You just rent the car.
Just rent
actually,
the car
if you
one,
don't have a car, you need to know locations in Singapore where you can just chill with your, you know, significant other. If you don't know shit, then you don't know where to bring.
But I know, okay, like for example, do you know like some locations that public transport cannot go through, but it's a nice dating spot?
Yeah, it's like yesterday I just went Yishun Reservoir. It's Upper Seletar Reservoir.
That's
a nice place, man.
Yeah.
It's like
the one the rocket and.
The one the rocket? Yeah. Oh yeah, the rocket.
It'd be so weird to ask the Grab driver to send us to somewhere romantic.
Yeah, precisely.
They have to lie and he's talking. You go somewhere romantic. Rocket. Last time my uncle go rocket also, the rocket come out also.
Uncle the rocket. Cannot launch now.
You launch for me lah. You launch for me lah.
Wait, so you feel that it's more difficult to learn now?
No, because now is I'm just playing catch up. Of things that I feel like I should have done years back.
Actually true lah, but I feel that it's because of my parents forcing me to take a license. That's why I'm sure Shark last time, I don't know, like why you want to take license?
Oh, it's because I want to get girls.
Actually true.
Really?
Shark punya game right shot through the roof when he owned a nice bike.
Thanks. Wow.
Serious?
Aku marip actually.
No, serious kan? Huh? Tak?
Yeah, I apparently got lah. Got yeah. After yeah. I show my bike where I can ride right, they were like, ooh, abang motor. Yeah, yeah. Like, please, nak tumpang.
And his taste in bikes is also like, oh, macam my vintage.
Yeah, and yeah. It's not just taste lah. He knows his shit lah. You know your specs, right? All this shit. Man. Yeah.
You know, carburetor, correct. Go to the vibrator.
Carbonara.
Then go to the yeah, Shark, every time go to workshop. I also don't know why.
So don't know why.
Is it your bike that is bad or what?
Let's not talk about my bike.
Mesti pergi workshop lah.
Pergi workshop. Ada apa kat workshop?
True. What you do at workshop?
I just change stuff lah. I need to change lah. Yeah.
Ceng.
I want to ceng but nothing to ceng lah.
Oh. Make it your personality lah yes. Since you don't have.
Talking about your personality, what's your regret?
Actually right, to be fair, I regret a lot of things because my mouth sometimes no filter.
Oh.
So I sometimes when I say some things I regret. For instance, this is one time my ex she got a new haircut.
Okay. Then
I say, hey your hair cute like auntie obvious. One whole night she just didn't like yeah.
Of
so
course la.
There's a lot of things that I say that I just like for joke, but it doesn't come out as a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of things I regret. Saying,
I feel a lot of things can joke with guys that you can't joke with girls.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
And I think guys brought up right when we want to I don't know, talk to someone, right? We make fun of them.
Mm.
Like if I want to talk to you, right? Hey, siya, Zaki, kau gini.
Correct.
But for a girl and so guys when I want to interact, right, is to make fun.
Yes.
And we mistaken that like with girls also.
Like with friends, we like to humble each other.
Yes. But if you do that with girls, that's it. You're asking for it.
Girls, you like to macam slay each other up.
Yeah. Up with.
Up with.
Boss is humble. Humble. Yeah. So you call her the auntie, then what she do?
Oh, she didn't talk to me the whole day.
Hello.
Oh. Yeah. Then, oh, no. Then after that, because like the whole day she angry at me, right? Then I said, alamak. Because my first ex, right? I didn't know what to do, right? So to make it up to her, right? I cut my hair botak.
Whoa!
Wow!
What a sin!
He really commits,
Wait. But then really I was committed, lah.
No,
you remember this, what? I told you before.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like I would do something similar. Yeah. Mm. Like if I hurt someone's feelings, right? Especially someone I like, right?
Yeah.
I feel I need to hurt myself.
So like we same yeah, now, lah. Yeah, we even now. Yeah.
Hey, but you cannot ask her to joke at you to make it equal.
No, my hair. I don't know.
Oh, you were good looking. There's something to joke about Shark.
They merajuk rabat. They don't want to talk to you.
Bro, then cut your hair because you call her auntie.
Yeah.
Bro, what if you make fun of her body? What are you going to do next to you?
Yes, I got to stuff that Big Mac in my mouth.
But that's one of your biggest regrets.
No lah, I'm saying my mouth is my biggest regret sometimes.
I feel it.
I like your mouth.
Out of pocket. Let's comment. our viewers will be wondering why
this happening. Yeah, you should look at a Shark's mouth. Just look closely.
Why you want to look at?
Just go to one of his videos. You see, it's nice.
Y'all think guys night out we just hang out with each other? No, we don't.
Yeah, lah.
Yeah, we do much more than that.
How about you, Faris? What's your biggest regret?
I feel my biggest regret is very only elder brother will understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, young siblings.
Yeah, I feel last time when you were elder sibling, right, you always need to be the discipline and the role model. Then you freaking like just treat your siblings like recruit, you know.
Oh, so sergeant.
Yeah, sergeant. Then it's like I think that's my biggest regret because like halfway through, they grew up already, and they don't share as much as they do. So it's like but damn, like how to bridge this gap that I've created.
But wrong still respect kau kan?
Respect is one thing lah, but I want them to tell me like, hey bang, I got new girlfriend. Hey bang, I just broke up. You know this kind of shit.
Oh, you like that eh?
Don't you?
For me right, okay. I re-established that like okay lah, we have our own paths. So like we only come to have fun, and then when you have problems, it's okay lah. You don't have to find me also.
Oh.
Then I don't need to reach out to you. It's fine.
You don't want them to be vulnerable with you
because we grew up very kita macam 1 year apart ni.
Oh.
Like all of us 1 year apart. Okay. So kita macam friends are really close friends.
Your parents got it on.
Wow, one year.
Yeah, aku nak lagi ya. Okay, yeah.
They're like Man City. They're like Man City. Want to travel lah.
Aku tak boleh.
Bro, you're making jokes. Messi jokes with two non-football players.
Bola dia, bola dia fly, bro. Tapi aku tak boleh bicycle kick.
All I know is that ding 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 ding. Why is everyone saying Chelsea is gonna lose?
What's the coach guy? What's the coach name?
I don't know. I'm gonna forget.
Okay.
Yeah, but, so, but I think a lot of elder brothers regret being an asshole to their siblings. But it's because, I don't know, when younger siblings come out, right, parents lazy to discipline their child already.
Yeah.
So it's like we have to take on the role as the discipline guy or something.
Oh,
some shit,
like for example? Like other example?
No lah, like curfew?
Oh. Okay.
Bangun subuh?
Alhamdulillah. Imagine Faris wakes up early, yeah.
Yeah, to solat then sleep.
Yeah. He wakes up very early.
Yeah, he wakes up early to subuh but never come early for anything.
So?
Because he's very Malay.
No, but I come, God first. But I come early.
God first.
What the? Fastest man alive.
Yeah, but okay lah. Right now, being more self-aware, you try to repair the bridges with your siblings.
Oh, so it's a constant effort now for you.
Yeah. And God, it's damn, like, what they can just make fun of me now because like, I deserve it. I deserve this abuse from them now.
Oh, so they will ungkit-ungkit lah.
Yeah, remember
that time?
They will.
Remember that time?
They will. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like my sister especially. Hey, that time you fart then make me smell.
Good for you, man. This is the married one already.
Yeah, the married one.
Oh my God. Just imagine.
Yeah. So it's like, now I like the relationship. But I feel that if I didn't bully them at first, then I won't reach this level. So it's like a canon event.
No, I actually thought the canon event refers to the camera. Okay, I haven't watched Spider-Man yet.
Oh, is canon event is like it has to happen for you to.
So it's like an event on every new universe.
No. It's an event in your life that if it didn't happen, you won't be who you are today, lah.
Islam tu apa?
Agama.
Tak lah. I forgot what's the word lah.
Apa?
Apa yang written in the I still don't know lah.
Husnuzon.
Ya'juj Majuj. Tak tahu, aku tak tahu.
Ya'juj Asal kau punya Ya'juj Majuj is ada slang.
Ya'juj
Majuj. Ya'juj
Majuj and Sirat Mi'raj.
Okay, so if for instance the German girl broke her heart, right? Yeah, but if
I haven't watched.
No.
What are we talking about?
No,
Swedish Danish girl.
Your Danish girl broke your heart, right? Yeah, but if I don't know, for some reason the Danish girl didn't break your heart, right? Like something happened, right? And then a lot of bad shit happens, like, because like Zaki won't be Zaki without that Danish girl breaking your heart.
I see.
Like, mama.
Suddenly you might die, you know, or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm gonna use that, eh.
Yeah. So a lot of these biggest regrets that we're gonna talk about now, right, is actually, I would like to say, canon events that has to happen. That has to happen to make you who you are right now. So even though it's a regret, right, it is necessary.
The feeling of regret is necessary too.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
Deep. Okay, let's go through the comments.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Starting with Zakia.
Is that me? Okay. Wow, this one is quite debatable. Biggest regret of this person's life? Marriage.
Oi! Masalah?
I know a lot of people though. A lot of people say marriage.
Okay.
But then they go back to the family like nothing happened.
Okay. but this person is he just say marriage. He didn't elaborate or anything.
No.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I think it sucks if they're
still married though.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a joke ke apa. Tengok dia profile picture. Is it
I kenal one marriage.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can.
Yeah. But I assume that they dah pew.
Oh. Pew tu apa? Pew tu dah berpisah.
Yeah, dah berpisah.
But I know some of them is like inside the marriage for the kids.
That sounds very American. You won't take my children away from me. Sign the damn papers, man.
This is a heavy topic.
No, okay. So I feel pressure from family. That's why marriage. Dah 3 tahun, might as well. That's why marriage.
Atau ada personal goal, macam by 30 I want to do this.
Yeah,
by
25, that's why marriage. I mean, is that good reasons for marriage?
Pam.
What do you marriage. Think? Marriage. What is a good reason for marriage, you feel?
Double income.
I mean, you're very practical, man.
Double income,
you're
double
not
income.
Romantic. I think Shark more romantic.
What's your?
Yeah? Bro, aku tak ada long time plan. No, I don't have long time. Hey,
I didn't roll my
your
eyes,
lips, your
bro.
Lips, your lips.
No, aku tak.
Like a little
aku
roll.
Aku tak ada plan though.
Embarrassing.
I find a girl that I like, and then we fell in love, and then what else? Kahwin lah.
Okay, so you choose kahwin because love.
Oh, it's yeah. a natural next step.
Yes, yes, natural next step.
Right. And that should be the way. It's not. It's not supposed to be. Is ya Syak nak kahwin? Habis Zaki nak kahwin, habis aku macam mana eh? Or it shouldn't be like, is ya my mom pressure me, pergi Musmash je.
Wait, what will make you nak kahwin?
What will make me nak kahwin? I feel it should be natural next step of a relationship. Yeah. And I feel a lot of people cannot just use love alone because it needs commitment. A lot of people like, boring ah, dah boring ah love. Break.
Actually, legal punya, in legal sense, so it's easier to get married. Macam nak beli rumah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Kan?
Yeah, but that's the benefits lah. Benefit untuk marriage lah.
And sex lah. And like to face your family after sex. It's like, yeah, we did it because we married.
No, we didn't.
No,
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I don't want to think about that. It's like, hi, ma.
I just did it. I married.
Yeah. Nah, dah perlu eh.
Marathon ke?
Have you done that?
No, as a, no. Because, no,
because you live with your parents.
Yeah, I do.
So, must cover the mouth.
Eh, tadi bunyi apa lah tu? Dia macam tak ada moving stuff around, moving furniture.
Dia asyik moving je.
Abang movers. Abang movers.
Pergi workshop lah. Ada workshop.
Next question lah. Next question.
Shark, your turn.
Wait. Let's resolve that topic. Okay, marriage not out of pressure, but out of love, and the next step.
Okay, then yes. You won't regret.
That you want it, you want it.
Yes, and must committed. You cannot just based on love alone, because love very, one day very strong, one next day not very strong.
Because love and hate is the same thing. One day can be hate.
Okay, this one very relatable to me. Uh-huh. What he regret the most is not saving money at a young age.
Do you save money at a young age?
I know never save money.
Now same, bro.
Ask me. Aku tak save money. I invest.
You like
invest with? Okay.
Yeah, do you ever learn about finances dulu?
Tak saya. The only thing.
Shark and Zaki just bumped hands.
I think it's the third time today. It's only been what 20 minutes. I don't know.
I would never fall in love.
Okay. I found him. Anyway, yeah.
Shark kill.
I've never. The only time I saved money was when I was in school, secondary school. I saved money
to buy
my $2 every day. I don't eat anything. I save that money so hopefully I can go Japan. A ticket to Japan.
That did you?
No, I used that money on UpFriend.
Shark had a Vespa, a scooter, go to Art Friend. Hey. See,
Shark has horrible sense of financial management.
Yes.
He owe me, I remember he owe me $2,000 or some shit. And then the first paycheck, they beli iPhone 14. Chao chi.
I needed it. It was for work.
God. Yeah, it's true.
That reminds me, I also got StarHub during MLM days. Because I wanted to get the money upfront, so they all sent us to StarHub. Then we sign up for the $0 iPhone. Then we pay monthly $100.
Then we get it,
and then we sell.
This was when?
Wow, poly.
Everyone was doing that shit.
Everyone do this
in poly. So $0 iPhones, $0.
Yeah.
Oh, you sold it.
Yes, and then that money we use it to try to, you know, give lah. Then we recruit people and do the same, you know. MLM. That was MLM.
Zaki the swindler.
Ocean's 11, bro.
call the police now. Call the police.
No, but all of us was in debt. No, the weird part of MLM. Sorry, I hijacked your debt.
MLM is okay.
Hijacked lah. Hijacked tu apa? Melayu.
Oh, sorry. Baru pesta perdana.
We all don't know Zaki was a host at the red carpet of pesta perdana. And he didn't speak much Malay.
Anyway, what was I saying?
MLM scheme.
Oh, so
hijacked.
Yeah, so basically, what I was saying, yeah.
Kau hijack dia punya convo.
Habis tu? Before that?
iPhone.
No, what do you do with money? Duit tu gina.
No, the thing funny about MLM, everybody was showing the car, everything, right? But everybody's in debt. It's just a group of people in debt. Looking like they have something.
I feel that's the world today. The one who looked wealthiest, right, are probably the progress.
Yeah, you have to keep up debt, you know.
Yeah. For me, I quite lucky. My parents save for me. Yeah. So I feel like Harry Potter, you know, you open the bank, suddenly got fucking a mountain of...
What, did they like hold it for you for until a certain age or what?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they give everything
to me. So when was that age?
Where first job.
First job.
Which is after NS, quite long lah.
After degree.
After degree.
Yeah, then so suddenly this a lot of money.
Went to the bank, then the goblins all give you the
gold. Yeah, the goblins, man.
do you remember what was the first thing you all spent on with your hard-earned money?
First guitar, man.
Guitar.
Yeah, guitar. Straight away.
Standard. Sharp.
Straight cash in front of your face.
What brand?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I bought clothes from Uniqlo.
Singaporean. Huh? You masih ada dulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't remember. That's why I ask you all lah.
Bro. Okay, what about now? What with the money now? Ooh. What's the favorite thing you spend on food?
iPhone.
Oh, is it?
It's like I remember I went to buy the iPhone this one and then like kasi cash. Like, wah.
Damn.
But it helps with work. It has to, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. My first money also iPhone. Shit, iPhone.
Oh, is that the one that you?
Yeah,
2000. Dah settle belum ni?
Oh, dah settle. Halal.
It's so Malay. Yeah,
halal.
It's so Malay. No lah, dah dapat duit je straight away.
You know, I realised I hated Apple last time because I couldn't afford Apple.
Oh, so it's because you cannot afford.
Yeah.
Now so I'm all like, these haters, right? They just poor.
Correct.
All you poor ass people.
You're
all
low,
all these AirDrop people just cannot afford.
Yeah, sir. Have you heard of AirDrop? Oh my god.
They have. Samsung has something similar. So. Yeah.
Apa?
It's just... No, some are share.
Bluetooth. Infrared.
I'm not sure, man.
Okay.
Next one.
Okay, my one.
Yeah, yes.
But this one is not relatable at all. But I just thought it was interesting. Telling my biggest regret is telling the parents that adopted me that I rather find my real parents and live with them instead.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm guessing it didn't end well for that person because
it's the biggest regret. Right? Yeah,
because... I'm guessing the parents that adopted the girl or guy,
yep,
care more for her than the real parents did.
Yeah, lo.
I mean, technically, yes, what they brought you up,
yeah.
Besarkan.
It's giving Meet the Robinsons, man. You all go watch it.
Meet the Robinsons,
yeah.
Isn't it the one with
Pacino,
the cartoon?
Man.
Yeah, it's a cartoon. This guy kinda adopted.
Oh, right.
But damn. I don't know how to react, like, seriously. It's just interesting to me. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I didn't know. Do you have friends who are orphans?
My ex was an adopted child, yeah. Okay. I mean, she lived good, like, she lived well. I didn't ask though, I didn't pry further, child. Do you want to find your real parents?
Oh shit.
Yeah, but like she happy lah. The parents are very good.
You can watch the Will Smith scene or not? The father did beat
the
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh tak, then tak.
Oh, the one that, the emotional one, then?
Yeah, the emotional one.
He was like...
But the father wanted to bring him along and then suddenly halfway he cannot.
Mm-hmm. Went to buy milk.
Yeah, he went to buy milk again.
Oh, no. Wow, this is very sad.
So okay, put yourself in that position, right? Yeah. Would you want to find your real parents?
Kejap. I try to put myself in that position.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what? This
okay,
is a
shark,
new one.
Oh, not from the start.
I need to see this whole scene.
I mean, if I was I would be like that if I was a teenager. When you go through puberty, your parents don't understand
then
you.
Then
you're angsty. Then like, what? You're not my real parents? I want to find my real parents. I don't want to
I think
you.
If they tell me like halfway to puberty, instead of thankfulness, I'll feel very much like, oh, how could you?
You've been lying all my life.
Yeah. You understand me, mom.
Yeah, but then you're Malay, then your parents Chinese.
Yeah.
I know?
It's that Kung Fu Panda scene. Yeah.
It's like I'm a panda and your parents are goose. I couldn't tell.
Like, will it change any of your brain chemistry, you know, knowing the fact that you're adopted?
Whoa. I feel if you feed it to me very, you know, gently, I think okay. Like, okay, there's something happened to my parents and shit. I want to know who my real parents are, but... Doesn't
it's
stop.
A side quest.
It's side quest. It doesn't change the fact that you love me from the start.
Then if you have a job, if you find your parents, will you give money to your real parents also?
Oh, tak lah.
If I what?
If you have a job kan?
Yeah.
Then and you know your real parents, will you give money? You think you will give money to your real parents?
Tak.
Because they gave shit to me. They gave us up.
Okay lah, like depends on how they give us up lah. They give us up because like they tak ada duit, then like have to, you know, give up.
Yeah.
Because for something, then I understand lah. But I still won't give money. I'll just show them I
care. Understand?
Yeah.
you big. We made the whole speech.
Okay. I was like, wow, you're so big.
No.
The whole speech and then
you give me
money.
Up. You give me up.
I see.
How could you?
But I feel if this fella, he didn't went to find the real parents. He or she won't appreciate the adopted parents.
Yeah.
It's all canon, bro.
Oh, okay.
I hope you are doing well with your current parents, whoever it is, lah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We're not that good at like consoling. We're not good at talking cock.
Making fun.
But we try our best.
Yeah.
We try our best.
Yeah.
You will one day be. Or the best part is maybe you can be the parent that you wish you had.
Ui, oh. Nice. Be the change the world and make it a better place.
No. I remember we were complaining about cannot speak Malay, right? That our English like that, how?
Be the change the world. Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. Yeah, I just quoting Michael, bro.
Hey, a lot of Michael is coming up in my FYP.
Be the change you want the world.
Be the change.
No. Be the change
you want to be, is it?
No!
Kerja ni help.
You have to be the change.
That you want to see in the world.
Yes.
Okay. So sorry, again, be the change
you want to see in the world.
Okay. Now we got it. We're trying to catch the train, but tak dapat. Okay. Now we get.
Be the change.
Ya Allah, susahnya.
Okay. The next one is where not being. Okay. Someone sent this as their biggest regret. Not being true to myself and trying to be like others.
Not being true to myself and trying to be like others.
Means wow. Spend a lot of time growing up.
Sounds like a people
mimic.
Pleaser. Sounds like me, sir.
Huh? Lulu.
No, it's because
no
like,
way.
No, serious. I try to be everyone else but myself.
No way.
What is yourself, Alex? What is yourself?
Myself is nerd and introvert. But you... People don't notice you if you are introvert. You have to be extrovert.
Yeah.
So you know you go watch Doctor Who?
No.
No lah. It's just if you cannot find your identity, you just try to mimic everyone.
But that's then. Wait. So what? Who is your true self, Faris? Wah, ni macam terapi ya. Siapakah kamu, Faris? Siapakah diri kamu?
I feel I'm my true self with my friends. I feel people pleasers are like that. They just want to please everyone, but they don't think about themselves. And when they finally can please themselves, that is who they are.
Oh, so you please yourself?
Yes. Every day now.
Hey, maybe that's why people like to travel to another country alone, so that they don't need to please anyone.
They find themselves.
Find themselves.
Yeah, but they find themselves at the massage parlor. Always. And all my friends will go to Taiwan. They find themselves with the Baupe. Yeah. But I so understand that fella. And I feel you need to go through mimicking everyone and then finally you so sian of pleasing everyone, then you finally find yourself and you please yourself with your right hand.
I saw one saying, don't worry about the who, worry about the where.
Asal kau bila kata who ada cuff?
Oh, the who? Don't worry about the who, worry about the where. So, go to somewhere that brings the best who of you.
Don't worry about the who, worry about the where. So that means the environment will bring out the who.
Yeah, see where you are most comfortable with.
I see. So if you don't feel like you are yourself, you should get away from wherever that is, including friends, including family.
Yes, unless you are making money in that.
Depends on your end goal. Yeah, maybe your end goal is someone who cares a lot about money.
Yeah,
I see. Have you ever felt that you don't feel like yourself?
Sorry. He tried to bite the mic, by the way.
I don't think it was biting.
Sorry.
Nibbling.
Have you ever felt that way? Like you were not yourself?
Kejap. Who am I? Like, it's a very deep subject.
Is there a situation yang Yeah, this is not me, sir.
It's always when me too lah. Meeting new people lah, bila kau networking ah, you just need to switch, code switch to something else ah.
Yeah.
It's just like I, sometimes bila kat luar bila nak apa networking kan, then I switch to a PR mode lah.
But I feel there's an agenda there. You are trying to get contacts.
Yes.
That's why you cannot be yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think if someone be themselves, right, it's very selfless. It's confirm very selfish. You don't want to talk to people.
True. To some extent, we are not ourselves. The whole like with different groups of people, right?
To some extent, we are not ourselves during this podcast.
True.
I think I'm real. Okay. This is the real me.
No, bro. We know the real you. We confirm gonna cancel if it's the real you.
Yeah. Prime. I love your lips, though.
Okay, next one. Okay,
Shark. Talking about lips, Shark. Last one.
Okay, last one, guys.
This one, last one. Okay. This one very relatable to me. I think. Started smoking vaping at a young age. Now cannot stop.
Oh my god! Addicted. Yes. You know what, Faris? Good for you, man.
Why?
Good for you. Not addicted to smoking.
But I tried shisha. And I think it's very nice. But it's not addictive, lah.
Okay. I mean, to me, it's just. It's just not healthy, lah.
Wait. The guy regrets vaping.
Yeah,
smoking, and stuff like that.
The guy regrets smoking.
Yeah, regrets smoking. Yeah, like now he cannot stop. He's an addict. He's a smoking addict. Chain smoker.
I feel.
You feel
all the smoking sessions he has had has got him friends. And people that are you know sticking to him now throughout his life. So he shouldn't say so fast because if he just stuck to not smoking, he could have been a loner.
So so you advocate for smoking?
I advocate for social icebreakers. I think right, you smoke so much also, 70 years old, you still die.
Dunia, bro. Dunia.
It's just at 70 years old, I'll be dying breathing, you'll be choking.
The harder that is.
Okay, I think I can slide in one more. Letting other people influence my path after O-levels.
Mine is after PSLE. My mom chose Garing Singh.
My mom also.
No, but I hated her at some point because
hated is a strong word, bro.
No, because I always late. Because it's very far.
I'm like, it's my mom's fault.
That time kau tinggal Jurong
Tak, Bukit Panjang.
Sama.
But now I look back, you know, I was like made great friends. By the way, Faris and me, we were same school.
Same as Simon Boy, same as Javis, same as Farah Lola, same as Faris Jabba.
Lagi.
Shark also, by the way, when I was sec 4, she was sec 4, that one, H, she was sec 4 E also.
Aku ada, apa? Why am I? Shark mana?
Shark kau lah.
Aku kat mana?
Kau sekolah aku juga.
Oh, aku sekolah kau Yes. I also went to Garing Singh for a while.
Yeah, correct.
During NCC rehearsal. Bidil aku connect lah.
Okay, but got people influence your decisions after O-levels or PSLE?
PSLE.
For me, it's O-levels.
Mine tak ada influence. They just like I told them what I want, and
you
then
wanted interaction design.
I wanted to be in a, not to be engineer lah. My father asked me to be engineer.
That's nice.
Which I regret. Now my biggest regret is I didn't do engineering.
Serious?
Yeah, engineering banyak saya duit.
It's all about the money.
And like there's a progression. If you're very good at it, there's progression.
Okay. Let's just put it this way. If you never interaction design, you won't meet me. You won't meet me, right? You won't do Faris and Shark. You won't do Faris and Shark, right?
I know where the ending is.
You're gonna go SGAG. I don't know what the ending is.
Go.
You never go SGAG. You never meet Zaki, you never start Mamigos. Now Mamigos, we? If never start Mamigos, we? Faster end it.
Never meet Iza.
Cannot
event, bro.
Never regret your decisions, bro.
I thought you wanted to end with that. I was like,
I knew you had an ending.
Okay.
Hey, nice. Get an event.
Oh my god.
What's your we wrap up with what's your you said that you your parents?
No, I think we wrap up with that.
Okay.
I think that was a good wrapping.
Nice.
Okay, that was it, guys. Talking about your biggest regrets in your life. The next episode is just as heavy, but we're just gonna leave you on a positive note that whatever regrets you have, it has made you to the person you are now. Am I right, guys?
Unless you suck. Which is okay.
Because the only way is up now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Energy Center. Cute outro. An outro?
Hey, that was nice. That was